What a beautiful summer day on the lake, isn't it? Yes. I can see that you're short and thin and extremely cute. Just my type. So, do you like my black swimsuit? Oh, don't be shy. Does it bother you that I'm so tall I tower over you, looking down at you? I can tell you're a little bit intimidated by me. But I can see a submissive look in your eyes. So, cutie, let's play a game. Let's see which one of us can swim out the farthest in this lake before turning back. Are you up for it? Okay. Oh, I see you're tired already. Just let yourself go limp, love. I'm going to carry you back to the shore. That's it. I got you. I'm a very well experienced lifeguard and swimmer. Just obey me. I'm just gonna wrap my arm around your chest and swim towards the shore with my free hand and legs. You don't have to thank me. You're so very welcome, darling. Seeing you so vulnerable, helpless, and cute, I just can't take my hands off you right now. I'm just gonna hold your delicate body tightly against mine for a few minutes. I just feel really protective of you right now. I can see that you're being so shy when I touch you and kiss you. Are you a virgin, baby? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. So am I. It's the honest truth. I've been waiting for the right one and I think finally I have found him. So, can I kiss you more? Oh, I will, baby. I will do much more than kiss you, but for now, kissing will suffice. Oh, baby. Your cute little face. It tastes so fucking good. I just love your mouth. Now let's get to the shore. I will carry you there. We're just gonna dry off and talk for a while. Will you accept that? Yeah? How about we go for dinner at my place tomorrow night? Great. Since tomorrow is Friday, why don't we spend the whole weekend together at my house? Doesn't that sound lovely? You wanna know what else I have in mind? Among other things, I wanna have sex with you. We are both virgins and the chemistry between us is so natural. I'm picking up very submissive vibes from you, which match quite well my naturally dominant tendencies. And I just love a small, short, skinny and shy boys like yourself. Will you give your virginity to me? I know, honey. I'm just gonna tie you up to my bed and fuck you. Can I tell you a secret, honey? I have a major bondage fetish, and seeing such a cute, shy boy like you, just picture how you would look all tied up. And I just love small guys. So the thought of your delicious naked body tied to my bed. After I feed you, do you consent to being tied up and used by me this weekend, darling? Yes, ma'am. I like that. Great. So I will pick you up tomorrow at 6 then, hon. See you tomorrow. So how was the dinner, baby? Did you enjoy it? Oh, yes, I enjoyed it. You know, this morning I already woke up a bit wet from arousal. And I also had to make sure that all of my rope, duct tape and bandanas are easily accessible in my closet. So, honey, may I remove your clothes so that I can fondle you better? Yes, ma'am. That's what I like to hear. So, just stand up. Let me take off your shirt and shorts and just leave you in your underwear. Now let me just wrap my arms and legs around you, spooning you on the couch. Just gonna rub my hands all over your stomach and chest for a bit. Now I'm gonna let my hands be still. And just one hand on top of your underwear. I'm glad that it's giving you a boner. Have you seen that movie, Death and the Maiden? It's one of my favorite. You know what my favorite part of it is? is when Sigourney Weaver takes off her panties and stuffs them into the lead's mouth before wrapping brown packing tape around it, securing her panties in his mouth for an effective gag. It's just a perfect combination of sex, horror, intimacy, degradation, which is precisely what the scene demanded. I'm going to do that to you now. You will look so cute, all tied up and gagged. And you know what's gonna happen after I tie you up? Let me show you. Now get down on the bed and lay still while I get some rope and duct tape out of my closet. Listen, baby, I have no desire to see you in pain, and I will not hurt you one bit. I just intend to tie you up, gag you, fuck the shit out of you, and humiliate you. I'm not going to rape you, so I need your verbal consent if we are going to continue this. That's great, honey. So, you would like to be tied up and fucked by me, sweetie? Oh, thank God. You have no idea how horny I am right now. Now be a good boy and don't move as I tie you up. There. Now that I've tied your hands together and secured them to the headboard, let's just get your undies out of the way and tie your legs together to the bedpost. It looks like you're pitching quite a tent down there. There you go, honey. You're such a lovely sight to behold. Your gorgeous naked body all tied up securely on my bed, from head to toe, right where you belong. And what a cute little cock you have. No, really, I prefer smaller penises. I think your little dick is just adorable. I can't resist touching you. I am very tactile and love feeling you up when you're all tied down like this. Now let me have a taste of this delicious stomach. Chest. And lips. Now I think it's time for me to take my clothes off. I must say, dear, I look absolutely amazing standing here just before you in my black bra and panties. know that I'm much stronger than you. And I wear the pants in this relationship. I have much to tell you, so let me press my strong, large hands against your stomach and keep you quiet. Oh, baby, I love the utter submissive expression in your eyes. I love the feeling of your mouth and lips trapped under my hands, trapped beneath my powerful hand gag. Oh, don't try to speak, baby. It's of no use. I can barely hear or understand you. This is what female domination is all about, my love. I'm your mistress and you're my bitch. You're 100% my property. I am smarter than you, taller than you, stronger than you, older than you, and hornier than you. And we both know that all of these things are true. I knew you were a submissive type when I laid my eyes on you yesterday at the lake. The total submission in your eyes right now sends me a message that you are my bitch. I get to tie you up, gag you, and use you whenever I please. But as a gentle dom, I am responsible for your health and happiness. I will take care of you, protect you, and do what is best for you, as any good mistress would. Do you understand, sweetie? That's a good little slut. Now I'll remove my hands so I can make out with those pretty lips and mouth of yours. I do love a French kiss. Your tongue and saliva taste so sweet. I think bondage is a special kind of therapy for both the dom and the sub. Are you enjoying yourself, honey? Do you feel good right now? I love you too, baby. Oh, honey, your mouth tastes so good. I think my lips are addicted to yours. Here, let me just lay on your naked and bound body for a few moments. I love feeling your skin beneath me, listening to your heartbeat. I wonder whose heart is beating faster right now. I think now it's time for you to be gagged. Oh, yes, I know you have such a pretty mouth, but now it's time for me to gag you, my dear. Oh, my panties are completely soaked, and I know exactly where I'm going to put them for the next couple of hours. Open up, bitch. There. Several layers of duct tape wrapped around your head. Just to keep those panties nice and tucked inside your pretty mouth. What are you trying to say, love? My panties are too wet. Well, that's all your fault. Sorry, but seeing you all tied up and helpless like that, I'm so horny. So, of course, my panties are drenched. Now you can taste exactly how aroused you made my pussy. Now be a little good boy and squirm for me. I want to make sure you are secure. That's a good boy. I love seeing you like this, all tied up and gagged with my wet panties. Naked and helpless and squirming in humiliation. You're so gorgeous, so beautiful, my love. Baby, you look so cute, tied up and gagged. Trying to speak, hopelessly trying to break free. You're so yummy. I just love eating this body of yours. Now let me climb on top of you and take your adorable little penis into my pussy. Now it's nice and trapped inside my vagina, right where it belongs. Now while I have you all tied up, gagged and helpless underneath me, no, be still. No squirm. I control this little dick, not you. If you try one more time to thrust your little cock deeper into my pussy, I'll get up. I have loved bondage ever since I was a young girl, and since we met yesterday, I've been wanting to tie you up like this. I'm not even close to kidding. I was burning up inside all day, just imagining you all tied up and using you for my pleasure. It's everything I've dreamed of. Those taped lips taste so yummy. Here, let me lay my head just next to yours and whisper in your ear. Like I was saying before, your cuteness distracted me, baby. Ever since I was a young girl, I fantasize about tying boys up. Been a kinky since the day I was born, been searching for this special someone to be my submissive. Bondage is very erotic to me and very important that you share my sexual desires for having you tied up. I just love everything about it. You don't even need to be tied up for sex. Just gonna leave you like this. is a lie. You're not special, someone. Yours is the first cock inside my pussy and the first boy I'm tying up in bed. Do you like tall, strong women, dear? That's good, then. I'm just your type. I'm tall and curvy and muscular. And brown hair and brown eyes. You know, I don't wear much makeup, or if I do, I'm sure I still get a natural look. My breasts are quite impressive, don't you think? 36D, and I'll make you drool once I finally take off this bra. Oh well, you would drool if you weren't gagged with my panties. My athletic build, broad shoulders, strong arms. You've already seen what a strong swimmer I am, but you should see me play volleyball. I think I'm about 175 pounds now, and 5'11 definitely can use my size to my advantage. I'm only attracted to guys much, much smaller than myself. I need you to be both physically and mentally stronger than my sub-boyfriend. A boy like you, skinny and short, that I can physically overpower. You are. I figure you're about 5'6", right? Yeah. Much shorter and lighter than myself. The perfect size for a boy toy. Most girls would not want a smaller and weaker boyfriend. But I love it. I love being about 6 inches and 50 pounds heavier than you are, my love. All my life I've preferred men who are shorter and thinner than myself. Always had a dumb mentality, so being taller is nice in a lot of situations, right? I love the idea of hugging your face. It gets pressed into my breast. I love having that strong, physically imposing presence over a smaller guy. I have to look up to address me is enough to make me feel so aroused. This dynamic is very important to me from a sexual standpoint. Yeah. Okay, that's enough rambling. For now, let's get to it. You're my fuck toy tonight. My sex toy. You're mine and I can do whatever I want with you. I've been riding you for a while now. And you you've been doing a really good job. Yes. I guess it's time for me to remove my bra so you can see my lovely breasts. I'm sorry, love, you did not get a chance to taste and suck on my lovely tits. Honestly, that was not intentional. I'd really love you to suck on my tits. But now it's a little bit too late, isn't it? Oh, well. Sorry, babe. All you can taste right now is my panty stuff in your mouth. But at least you can see my boobs. If you don't behave, I'll have to add a blindfold, too. I've already taken away your movement and speech. Do you want your sight to be taken away too? I didn't think so. It's definitely a mutual torture for the both of us. I'd really like your lips sucking on my nipples right now. Your sweet and delicate lips sucking on my breasts. Oh, I could just orgasm thinking about it. And you being gagged just gets me so wet. Seeing the frustration in your eyes, my panties nicely tucked inside your mouth. Feeling you struggle in vain to get free of the ropes. Oh, fuck. Just love fucking you, your bondage slut. Not a fucking thing you can do or say about it until I'm done with you. Oh, fuck, I want you so badly. I start to feel your cock twitching uncontrollably inside my pussy. Baby, I'm going to make all of your fantasies come true. Love you, darling. Yes, I know, honey. You're trying to tell your mistress you love her too. But the gag won't let you. You don't need to speak, honey. Your eyes are going to tell me everything. Now let's get some friction and movement going with this pussy on your cock. Baby, that gorgeous cock of yours feels so damn good. Oh, it's twitching. Oh, it's coming. You just fucking came inside of me, darling. Oh my god, your cum is filling up my pussy. Oh, but I'm going to continue fucking you. Oh, I have not come yet, so I'll be riding you, my little bitch slut. Girl, you feel so fucking good inside me. My pussy's never letting this cock of yours go. Fuck you, silly, every single night till I get very last fucking drop. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. I'm gonna come. Oh, Oh, baby boy. Oh, baby boy. This was some intense orgasm. Congratulations, my little slut. You're no longer a virgin. And neither am I. Oh, your penis feels so good right now. Yes, your penis and my pussy are perfect for each other. Oh, baby. You are absolutely wonderful. Oh, I can just enjoy this moment forever. We both gave so much. But I'm still gonna keep grinding you. Very softly and slowly. What's that, darling? Trying to say something? What's that? I can barely understand you. Okay, I will let your penis go for now. Let's have a taste of those taped lips of yours once again, my love. My slit, sweet little boy slut. My good fucking boy. Baby, this is the best night of your life. If it were up to me, I would tie you up and fuck you like this every day. You're such a good little boy for a mistress. But I'm not done with you yet. Not even close. Get a washcloth to wipe you down. There you go. Clean your cute little body, legs and stomach and chest, arms and that cute little face of yours. How does that feel, honey? Now let me just take a few moments to clean all this sticky cum of your cock. I think we both know I could make you come in less than 3 minutes, right? If I really wanted to, but that's not my style. I intend to savor this moment and taste of your sweet little cock. Every little bit of your cock. It just looks so cute in my large hands. It tastes so fucking good, baby. I just adore every damn inch of this cute little dick. My mouth just completely owns this little cock of yours. I can fit it in my mouth so well. The whole thing. Exploded your cum into my mouth. That sweet nectar of yours tastes so fucking good. Oh, I love that sound you made. Yes, give me those gagged baby boy moans of yours. Keep sucking those panties, sweetie. My panties are like a pacifier to this little baby boy. Oh, just make sure I lick off every last drop of your cum. Drinking a boy's cum is very good for me. Yes. But now it's your turn, sweetie. I really love this gag of yours. Really brings out the color of your eyes. But I guess I have to remove it now. Because you've got a job to do. Here, love. Keep your head still while I carefully remove this tape. There you go. There you go, my dear. Oh, my God. My panties are even more soaked from your saliva. That's my good baby boy. My panties were taped under your mouth for a pretty long time. I almost forgot how beautiful your mouth was. Now it's time to put it to good use, huh? Go as fast or as slow as you like. I'll come when I'm ready. And I want you to know, I took my time in the shower, washing my pussy so it is nice and fresh for you. Oh, baby. Let me hold your face tight against my pussy. You're licking my clitoris. Really send these shivers down through me. Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep licking my sweet, sweet pussy. Your lips feel so well. Your lips feel so good. Oh my God. Okay, stop. Stop it now. You're a little too good with this. I don't want to come too quickly. Now just leave your mouth open and stick out your tongue. Let me do all the work. Rock back and forth. Back and forth. Oh, my pussy grinding on your face. Now lick me, slut. Show me that tongue. Show me what it can do. Yes, that's it. That's a good slot. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come in your fucking face. Fucking slot. I feel amazing. I'm gonna come. Quite an orgasm you gave me. I held it for as long as I could, but I still couldn't last. Good boy. You made me come faster than I made you. Now let me get this lips a taste. Oh, baby. It's almost 1 a.m. You've been in this bondage for several hours already. I should probably untie you from this bed. There you go. Your hands are free. And now your ankles. There you go. Completely free. Shake your limbs a bit. Let me massage your wrists. Are you feeling all right, baby? That's good. Because it's gonna be a regular thing. Okay, darling, now it's time to cuddle. I really love bondage cuddling, so I can tie you up. Do you still want me to tie you up and cuddle you like this? Yeah? Good boy. I'm not going to gag you, so let me know if at any point you want out. Now hands behind your back. Let me just tie your wrists and your ankles. Now, babe, roll onto your side and so I can see that lovely penis exposed. That's a good boy. I just love this view. Here, let me cradle your head in my strong arms. Now this is the moment I've been waiting for so long. I could just hold you like this forever. The feeling, the sensation of your body against mine. There we go. Sweetie, you're the best boyfriend a girl can have. You're such a good bondage slut.